And a great big fabulous Saturday good morning to all of you from all of us here at the Rosie on the House Broadcasting Studio. I'm Rosie. Immediately to my right, piloting the ship, is my son Romy. Morning, bud.
Good morning, sir.
You kind of been burning it at both ends here the last few days. And in the call screening booth is my wife, sweet Jennifer. For those of you that are trying to tackle a project around the house and would like to visit with us about what tools to use, what tricks of the trade, or what tips we might have for you, give Jennifer a call. Her lines are open now at 1-888-767-4348. And then we got big Gary D. Gary D running the board, running the big board, making sure we're all lined up with the satellites properly so that I can be talking into this microphone. He can send the signal up to the satellite. Satellite comes back and hits it right back into your house. That's how we get there. We travel about approximately 55,000 miles from my voice to your house. And we do that, unbelievably, in less than 3/10 of a second. Now, how does that happen, Romy? How does
pretty
that
creepy
happen?
Well, and
pretty
then
creepy.
And then once it gets back to the studio, whatever radio broadcast affiliate you're listening on, not only do they send it to then their radio antenna that then goes to whatever radio receiver you're listening, but they now all go out on some form of IP, where whether it's TuneIn or iHeart or their own station apps, or they're streaming on desktops. So it then, when you count the number of miles it travels through the internet lines.
Now look, y'all,
I don't know that there's a way to calculate exactly how far and where it's routed and it's all connected, but I mean, you're adding a lot more miles there too.
Now look, y'all, I don't want to start the show by bragging, but if we can do that, then we can certainly help you with a door that's sticking in the back bathroom, right? Huh? We can fix that doorknob. We can coach you through how to remove that water stain in the drywall ceiling. We can talk about your concrete, your cabinets, your counters, your plumbing, your electrician. And in 10 o'clock, at the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about your air conditioning. We've still got some warm weeks ahead of us. And our blog for the day that you can find at rosieonthehouse.com talks about the 6 common air conditioning problems that the technicians are seeing out on their service calls this time of year. So that's at 10 o'clock. We have Jeff Carmichael from Rias coming in and talking about that. Any project you're trying to tackle, give us a ring. Whether you're trying to start a project, you're in the middle and you're stumped, or worst case of all, you're just trying to get it finished, call us at 1-888-767-4348. Jennifer will get your name, where in the great state of Arizona you're calling from, and what your question is. We'll get you on just as quick as we can. As you're calling, I do have to give an update from a request we had last week. We had a request about, hey, with this new, we hear you talk about super cooling a lot, and Romy, I got a testimonial day before yesterday from someone. You know, a lot of times you'll hear people say, well, I'm with SRP, it doesn't work. It doesn't work with SRP. I have someone with SRP. You remember how hot July was? It's a scorcher, right? From June to July, in 1 month, he cut his kilowatt consumption 60%. His kilowatt charge in June was 27 cents. His kilowatt charge in July was 11 cents. A reduction of 60%. So we love those testimonials because we keep adding all this information to our database.
And we talked last week that small spaces may not be the best for super cooling, but Sharon said, and her
is this an email we got this week?
865 square foot apartment, she saved $65 on her June bill.
Well, there's a lot of questions right now because super cooling plays off this concept that the utility companies are going to charge us a certain rate for power on peak when everybody else wants it in the middle of the hot afternoons in the summer. They're going to charge us a premium for it then. And then they're going to give us a reduced rate when the demand isn't quite so high. And we Eric Fuller was the one that gave me this demonstration, this comparison. If the filling station was selling gas for $2.50 a gallon between noon and 7, but between 7 o'clock and noon, they sold it for 89 cents. When would you buy your gas?
It's stock up while it's cheap. That's all you're doing.
It's exactly the same gas, and they're selling it for 60% less during certain hours of the day. When are you going to fill your car up? So that's what we're trying to do by supercooling. We're going to take the electricity when it's the cheapest, and we're going to feed it to our air conditioners to drop the temperature of our house, so that when the expensive electricity is available, everything in our house, the furniture, the carpet, the upholstery, the mattresses, everything hanging in the closets, is living down as cold as you can take it. Generally speaking, I tell people, if you like to sleep in the cool weather, try 68 in the middle of the summer. Ask your air conditioner to take your house to 68 degrees off peak. And then when it comes on peak, I tell my thermostats, look, thermostats, I don't want you to come back on until the house is 78 degrees. So that's between noon and 7. There are many, many, many days my air conditioners never, ever come back on. And then after 7 o'clock, I ask my thermostat to tell my air conditioners, take my house back to 68 degrees.
Bring it down while it's cheap.
And in about 20 to 25 minutes, I'm back into the low 70s. And after about 40 minutes, I'm back at 68 degrees.
And the better your home is built, think of it like an ice chest. The colder it'll keep it on the interior.
That's a perfect illustration. You can spend 99 cents for an ice chest, or you can spend $2.50 for an ice chest. And
you get what you pay for.
And you get what you pay for. So APS, now, this testimonial I got this week, I'm going to log it into my database as proof positive supercooling can work with all utility companies. I got an email at the beginning of the summer, and he said, hey, just because I'm an SRP listener doesn't mean I have to be a second-class Rosie on the House listener. So APS.
That's supposed to mean.
Well, he thought we were giving the APS customers too much attention. APS, just 2 weeks ago, while I was out of town, I knew it was coming up, passed through the Arizona Corporation Commission. The corporation commissioners gave them a rate increase. Now, it's only about a 4% increase, and I haven't studied it exhaustively. And the man I'm going to lean on the hardest to get this information, just happened to be traveling this week from the Black Hills of South Dakota through Durango in his motorhome, and I caught him like at the top of Rabbit Ears Pass. His phone rang, and he says, oh, that's funny. So Steve Kep's on his way home, and he'll be home in time for us to bring him in studio a couple times. This rate increase is very, very peculiar for a lot of reasons. It's the first time ever the Corporation Commission did not mandate the utility company grant grandfathered privileges. Every single customer they have will be automatically switched to the new plan.
Interesting.
And I don't like the new plan as much as the old plan. I have cheap power right now between noon and 7.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a lot of times with evening appointments to meet people that want to remodel and stuff like that. I don't even get home till 7 or 7:30 or 8 o'clock. The new rate is going to go from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m.
You don't like that?
I don't, because I like my house cooling. By the time I'm home at 7:30, 8 o'clock, I like my house cooling back off. And now it's not going to be cooling off.
But if you have 3 more hours to super cool it up front.
That's exactly what Steve Kep said. He says, Rosie, relax. It's going to work for you. Don't get super excited. So he thinks, And I did get him just very briefly, and we are going to have him in to talk in detail. But APS didn't grant any grandfathered privileges at all. If you're on a time of day use, apparently you are going to be automatically swept to this new one. And there's three different plans. And what's critical is you must declare which of the three plans you want to be on before May 1st of 2018, or they will automatically
pick your plan.
They will automatically pick your plan and sweep you to the plan they dictate. So I don't want anybody to jump at changing anything yet. We're going to run some models. We're going to run some scenarios.
And even if you're not on APS, as APS goes, so does the rest of the utility go. Not
an
exact mirror. But if they make a change, well, then the next utility comes in. Well, we're going to do that, too. We're going to do that, too.
So we had several calls in the show last week, and I had just gotten home from taking Carol to college. I hadn't been reading the newspapers, and we were flooded with, Rosie, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? The sky's falling. APS is changing. They're going to make us change. Just everybody relax. We've got time. We'll get it figured out, and everybody's going to be in fine shape. So just know that we've got it pretty well figured out, and we'll have it totally figured out before the May 1st deadline, I promise.
Well, you've got every line lit at 1-888-767-4348. If you get that pre-programmed or saved, when you hear us take a call, that will be your cue to call. You can also text in to 411-923, or you can send emails and plant identification or project identification info at rosieonthehouse.com.